Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow a special order of service for Reformation Day. The hymn is number 656, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, and number 655, Lord, Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word. The text is Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28, and John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching.
The epistle lesson is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from John chapter 8. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the word of the Lord.
I haven't invited you here today exactly to show off the chapel and what we do here. If there's a defining feature of Lutheran services, it might be that we don't really gather to talk about what we are doing. I suspect that's at least part of the reason why our building and all of its individual little departments are not very good at communicating what we are doing either. Not all the time. Our work is to support others. We're in the background. We're not the bosses of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And neither are we the generals, nor are we the frontline infantrymen. We're much more akin to the long, winding supply chains. We can benefit greatly from being better at our communication together, being better connected, knowing where and how we are all pulling together in our work. I do pray that this day is a good start at improving all of these things. But if this is our desire as an organization, then it is paramount that we know why the Christian church really exists, what this Lutheran church believes, and what it prays will be done. Now, I concede, I think there would be value in this even for those who are not Lutherans or Christians that work among us, to know what are the aims that they are serving, what sort of bullets might help on the front lines, even if they neither know the soldiers nor admire their work. But all the more for us Christians, especially fellow Lutherans gathered to serve our church at large, we do not want to lose sight of the battle, of the front lines, nor of the valiant one leading his people in his charge, or just as we sang, fighting for us on the field. The Lutheran Church exists because the righteousness of God has been manifested in Jesus Christ, a righteousness that is received through faith. To tell about our part in all of this, well, we can say what St. Paul said in Romans today. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is, we are accountable to God. That means that our mouths must stop. There's no justification for the sort of selfishness that we all are known for, that mankind is known for, and we're no exception. And the way out of this mess is not by just redoubling our efforts with the law, that is, with the commandments of God that tell us what is very good. These show a far better way of life. That's also then how they bring the knowledge of sin to the top. Starting to keep them now is the right thing to do. But that cannot square us with God. God instead has squared us with himself. He's reconciled the world to himself in Christ Jesus, not counting our sins against us. Just as all have sinned, Paul writes, all have been justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God sent his Son, true God, forth as a propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means an atoning sacrifice, a ransom price for sin. God has satisfied his own demands in Jesus by his blood, not by giving us what we have deserved. Christ has forgiven our sin by his death, freeing us from slavery, as Jesus says in today's gospel. So, if this Son who is risen from the dead, if he says, you are free, then you are free indeed. If you abide in my word, says Jesus, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Every LCMS congregation is an outpost of this, an outpost where Jesus is gathering his disciples and saying, you are free. You are forgiven. The preachers he sends announce and teach this. The missionaries proclaim and teach it in other lands. The documents, the messages that we make and share, they are to point to this same message. The love and the mercy work that we undertake and that we support is done out of the joy of being freed in him. Now here is, I suppose, where I should highlight how each of you has some small but significant part to play in this. And there is certainly a truth in that, as we will find out a lot today. But that truth is not the freeing truth that Jesus is talking about in this scripture. If it were, he would have said, if you abide in your cubicle, you're truly my worker. Instead, he gives a great promise. Abide in my word and you are mine. Abide in my word. Spend time in it. Draw your energy from it. Let it permeate all of your activity in Jesus' word. And so you are his. He'll take good care of you. This is what chapel is for. Since we're a group of Christians working in the same place, all the more since our combined work happens to be directly supporting the work of the church at large, Christ's word should be considered here and prayed each day. The scriptures then will be heard here. It'll even be put into your mouths Psalms and hymns will be prayed and confessed in praise of this God, in praise of what Christ has done. And the Lord of the harvest will hear us when we pray. And you know, that alone is worth 12 minutes well spent. To that, we pray that God will always add to it and give us preachers who will not harangue or advertise or digress among us, but instead help us to abide in Jesus and His words, and by that truth set us free. And we pray that He would bind us all the more together in our work, in love and in concord, because He has freed us to serve Him without fear. But the greatest treasure, it's the treasure of the Reformation that we celebrate today, it's the treasure of this place that we work also, is that we get to abide in the words of God together and to hear every day about the redemption that is in Christ Jesus for all who believe. God grant it here always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.